Welcome to our podcast, Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Your hosts this week are Teresa and Deanna. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and the new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessings that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Hello, I am Deanna. Thank you for praying along with me and my prayer partner Teresa today. From Tony, who lost his job and needs employment. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of hope and faith, lifting up Tony, who is seeking employment. Lord, you are our provider and sustainer, and we trust in your infinite wisdom and love to guide him to the right opportunity. We trust that you will provide for Tony's needs and lead him to the right job. We pray that you open doors of opportunity and grant him favor in his search. In Jeremiah 29:11, you promise, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." We hold on to this promise, believing that you have good plans for his future. Guide him to a job where he can use his talents and skills for your glory. We also pray for strength and perseverance for Tony. Renew his strength and encourage him to remain steadfast in his faith and efforts. Lord, may your favor be upon him and may he find a job that aligns with your will for their life. We trust in you, Lord, and acknowledge that you are in control. We trust in your unfailing love and mercy, Lord. We ask for your grace to surround Tony, bringing hope, guidance, and the promise of a bright future. We pray all this in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
From Jalen, please pray for our Bible study group, which will begin next week. Lord, you are our teacher and guide, and we ask your blessing and presence as Jalen begins studying your word with her new group. As your word says in Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. We pray that this Bible study will be a source of light and guidance for all who participate. Illuminate their hearts and minds, and lead them into deeper understanding and relationship with you. We trust in your unfailing love and faithfulness, Lord. We ask for your blessing upon this new Bible study, that it may bear much fruit and bring glory to your name. We pray all this in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
This request is from Justine. Please pray for my 10-year-old son whose dog was killed by a car last weekend. They were best friends, and he is devastated. Heavenly Father, we come before you with heavy hearts, lifting up Justine's son who is mourning the loss of his beloved dog. We ask that you draw near to this young boy as he grieves. Surround him with your comforting presence and let him feel your love and peace. Lord, we thank you for the joy and companionship that his dog brought into his life. We acknowledge that he was a precious gift from you. and we are grateful for the memories and love shared. As it is written in Psalm 147:3, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. We ask for your healing touch upon Justine's son's heart. Mend his heart and help him to find peace. We trust in your unfailing love and mercy, Lord. We ask for hope and the promise of brighter days ahead for this young boy, and we pray all this in the powerful name of Jesus Christ.
Prayer request for Anonymous. Asking prayer for a person who is spiraling out of control drinking alcohol. Please pray that this stops and they open up to getting help with this problem. God knows who it is. Thank you. Lord, we come before you lifting up Anonymous, who is struggling with alcohol addiction. As your word says in Psalm 34, verse 18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. We ask that you draw near to him or her in their time of need. Surround them with your comforting presence and let them feel your love and peace as they battle this addiction. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, you promise, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." We pray that you provide Anonymous with the strength and courage to resist the temptation of alcohol and find the way out that you have prepared for them. We pray you will guide them to the right resources, treatment, and support systems, surrounding them with loving and understanding individuals who can provide encouragement and accountability. We also pray for their loved ones who are affected by this struggle. Grant them patience, strength, and hope as they walk alongside Anonymous in this battle. We pray that he or she find strength in you, Lord, to overcome this addiction and reclaim their life. Amen.
This is from Angela. Please, can you all pray for my relationship, that I start to see changes and good communication, and that we are strong enough to survive this rocky road that we're both on? I'm asking for urgent prayers, please. Heavenly Father, we come before you with humble hearts, lifting up Angela and her relationship, which is experiencing difficulties. Lord, you are the source of love and understanding, and we seek your divine intervention to bring healing, clarity, and effective communication to their relationship. We pray that you fill Angela and her partner with humility, gentleness, patience, and a deep desire to maintain unity and peace in their relationship. Help them to be good listeners, to speak with kindness and consideration, and to manage their emotions with your grace. Teach them to communicate openly and honestly without fear or resentment. Lord, we ask for your wisdom and guidance in their conversations. May their words be filled with grace, understanding, and compassion. Help them to address their issues with love and respect, seeking solutions that honor you. We also pray for forgiveness and reconciliation in their hearts. Grant them the strength to forgive past hurts and to move forward with a renewed commitment to each other and to you. Lord, we ask for your blessings upon their relationship. Bring them closer together in love and unity, so that they may share the same mind and purpose, seeking to glorify you in their relationship. We trust in your unfailing love and wisdom, Lord. We ask for your grace to surround Angela and her partner, bringing healing, understanding, and the promise of a stronger, more loving relationship. We pray all this in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. This request is from Paula. Please pray for my mental health. I'm 66 and unable to focus and get anything done. I'm on my own, by myself, and thank you for that. God is good, but I feel like I'm sinking in a mud hole and can't get out of it. Heavenly Father, we come before you with deep concern and compassion, lifting up Paula, who is struggling with her mental health. Lord, you are our refuge and strength, our ever-present help in times of trouble. We seek your divine intervention to bring clarity, peace, and renewed strength to Paula's mind and heart. Lord, you know the struggles that Paula is facing. She feels overwhelmed, unable to focus, and burdened by a sense of helplessness. We ask that you reach out to her in her time of need, lifting her out of the mud hole in which she feels trapped. Surround her with your comforting presence and give her the strength to take each step forward. Grant Paula the clarity of mind she needs to focus on her task and responsibilities. Help her to break free from the feelings of being overwhelmed, unable to accomplish anything. Fill her with your peace that surpasses all understanding, calming her anxieties and bringing her a sense of purpose and direction. Lord, we pray for your wisdom and guidance in her life. Help her to find the support and resources she needs, whether it be through friends, family, or professional help. Provide her with the strength to reach out and seek the assistance that will help her regain her footing. We also ask for your grace to fill her heart with hope and encouragement. Remind her that she is not alone, that you are with her every step of the way. Help her to trust in your unfailing love and to find comfort in your presence. Lord, we ask your blessings upon Paula that she may experience a renewed sense of strength and well-being. Lift her spirits and help her to see the light at the end of this difficult tunnel. May your love and grace bring healing and restoration to her mind and soul. We trust in your unfailing love and mercy, Lord. We ask for your grace to surround Paula, bring hope, healing, and the promise of brighter days ahead. We pray all this in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
This prayer request is for Kim Irish Aldrich, who is a member of our women's Bible study here at St. Matthew's. Heavenly Father, we come before you with heavy hearts, lifting up Kim, who is in end-stage renal failure and may need a kidney transplant. Lord, you are our healer and sustainer, and we seek your divine intervention to bring healing and hope to Kim's life. As your word says in Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. We pray that you be Kim's refuge and strength during this challenging time. Surround her with your comforting presence and grant her peace and courage to face each day. In Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17, you promise, "For I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal," declares the Lord. We claim this promise for Kim, asking for your healing touch upon her body. Restore her health, Lord, and bring about the possibility of a successful kidney transplant, if it is your will. Lord, we ask for your wisdom and guidance for the doctors and medical staff involved in Kim's care. In James chapter 1, verse 5, your word says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously and without reproaching, and it will be given to him. Grant them the wisdom and skill to provide the best care possible and to make the right decisions for Kim's treatment. We also pray for Kim's strength and perseverance, as it is written in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Renew Kim's strength and fill her with hope and determination as she awaits a transplant or other treatment options. Lord, we ask for your blessings upon Kim's family and loved ones. In Romans chapter 15, verse 13, your word says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Fill their hearts with your joy and peace, and help them abound in hope as they support Kim through this journey. As your word declares in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We bring our concerns and requests to you, trusting in your perfect plan and your peace that surpasses all understanding. We trust in your unfailing love and mercy, Lord. We ask for your grace to surround Kim, bringing healing, hope, and the promise of a brighter future. We pray all this in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen."
This request is from an unknown caller. "Hello. I am involved in a program geared to help local needy families in my county. One of our recipients was pregnant and gave birth yesterday at only 32 weeks gestation. I told the mother, Angela, I would start a prayer chain for her health and her baby's. Both are very sick. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of compassion and concern, lifting up Angela and her newborn child, both of whom are very sick after a premature birth at 32 weeks. Lord, you are our healer and provider, and we seek your divine intervention to bring healing, strength, and hope to this mother and her precious baby. As your word says in Psalm 34:18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. We ask that you draw near to Angela and her child during this difficult time. Surround them with your comforting presence and let them feel your love and peace as they fight for their health. In Psalm 147:3, it is written, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. We pray for your healing touch upon both mother and child. Restore their health, strengthen their bodies, and bring about complete recovery. Guide the doctors and medical staff with wisdom and skill as they care for Angela and her baby. Lord, we ask for your protection and provision for this family. In Philippians 4:19, your word says, and my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Provide for their physical needs, including shelter, food, and medical care, and surround them with compassionate individuals and resources to support them through this challenging time. We also pray for strength and courage for Angela in Isaiah 40:31. Your word promises, but those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Renew her strength, fill her hope, and give her the perseverance to care for her child. Lord, we ask for your peace to fill Angela's heart. In John 14:27, your word says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Grant her your peace that surpasses all understanding, calming her fears and anxieties." As your word declares in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." We trust in your plans for Angela and her child, believing that you hold their future in your hands. We trust in your unfailing love and mercy, Lord. We ask for your grace to surround Angela and her baby, bringing healing, hope, and the promise of a brighter future. We pray all this in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.